to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are celebrating a wonderful business meeting last night. I don't know if you've ever had a celebration at an annual business meeting, but that's what we like to do. We like to celebrate the goodness of God. And when I was preparing, reviewing the material, getting ready for our business meeting, one of our men, it was in the minutes that one of our men had asked me if he could share a word that God had planted in his spirit. This was at the annual business meeting in 2018. Here's what the minute said that word was, that 2018 was going to be the best year that Merritt Assembly of God had ever had. And 2018 ended up being the best year that Merritt Assembly of God had ever had. We'd had some good years, and we like for years to continue to improve and get better and all of that sort of stuff. But last year was a wonderful, wonderful year. And so we are continuing to press forward and go ahead and embrace what God has for us in 2019. We want to be blessed to be a blessing. And so that's what we are going to do. I want to tell you today about Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. I want you to write that number down, even if you don't need block or concrete work done at this point in time, because you may need it at some point in time. 321-536-5804. Now, when you need somebody in an area that you don't have much expertise in, you could always do a Google search. You could ask your next door neighbor, or you could take the word of a contractor friend of mine who, when he was needing a contractor, a concrete guy, come to find out that his concrete guy was my concrete guy. And that is the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. He's the one who told me that. He said, you know, I found out that when I was talking to a concrete person that you and I have them in common. And so I want to encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete an opportunity to earn your business with their reputation, with their skill, with their years, decades actually of experience, and a tremendous, tremendous work ethic. Give them a call, 321-536-5804. You will be glad that you did. Now, this coming Sunday at Merritt Assembly of God, after church, we're going to have a potluck dinner, and we're really excited about that. That's going to be wonderful. We always look forward to Fifth Sunday celebrations so that we have a chance to get together with one another and break bread. And so that's going to be coming up. So there will not be any Sunday night service this week. After 26 and a half years of pastoring the church, I know that there are times that you give the people an opportunity to recoup. See, I believe if you're going to put out extra effort for the kingdom, that the kingdom ought to give you an extra opportunity to be refreshed as well. And so that's what's coming up this weekend. And we'd encourage you to come and be a part of that, and I guarantee you, you're not going to find much better food any place in the country than at one of our potluck dinners. It is phenomenal, and you will greatly, yes, I really did do phenomenal. I really did do that, so I ain't no telling what I will do. If you ever watch my daughter's Facebook announcement videos, you will understand that they got it from Phenomenal Dad. They got it from me. So we're just kind of a little bit of a mess. That's all. I want to take you today to Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 63. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 11. We've covered this passage when we were going through the book of Isaiah. We have talked about this principle. We've gone over this passage, but this is such a glorious passage of scripture. I want to go over again as we're talking about God's leadership here. In verse number 11, it says, this is Isaiah 63, verse number 11 through 14. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, "Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit within them, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble? As a beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name." So, in our day and time, where is he? Where is he? He's right where he's always been. He's on the throne. He is leading his people. He is governing all of creation. He is steering the hearts of kings, and he is changing directions as he sees fit. God is absolutely in charge of everything that is going on. And he says, the people cried out, "Where is he? Where is he? Where is he?" When Jesus was ministering, and it came time for all of the men to show up in Jerusalem, everybody was saying, "Where is he? Where is he? Where is he?" I remember I believe it was John Wimber who got saved, and he started reading his Bible, and he went to church, and after a few weeks of going to church, he went up to the pastor and he said, "When do we get to do this?" And he said, "Do what?" And he said, "Well, do the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the healings and all that. When do we get to do this?" And that particular pastor said, "Well, we don't really believe that we do that now." And John Wimber said, "You don't understand what I gave up to become a Christian." He said, "I didn't give up just to be boring and inactive and inert." He said, I gave my heart to Jesus because of all of the things that I read about that he does in the Bible, that greater things than he did shall we do because he goes to the Father. I'm looking to get in on the action. You see, the army of God is the only entity that I'm aware of that doesn't have a B team. There are no big I's and little U's. There's just one great, big, active team. When I was at the Send event, I looked down and there were a whole bunch of people on the stadium floor, and I was like, everybody there is participating. I'd been to truck events that they didn't let me drive in. I'd been to football games they didn't let me play in that stadium. I'd seen teams win and seen teams lose. But the body of Christ, God says, you get to be actively involved. And in this passage, he says that Moses was the instrument that God used, who said in verse number 12, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm. God leads through other people. I know that starts to be a problem. You see, the children of Israel, they said, "No, you go hear from God. We're too afraid to hear from God. You go hear from God, and then you come and tell us what he said." That was their initial reaction. But when Moses went and heard from God and came back, they said, "If we hear from him anymore, it's gonna kill us." And so God said, "Okay, well, I will lead you through Moses." And then when Moses would start speaking, they would say, "Well, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?" There's a There's a worship song, a new worship song out that's from one of the Hillsong worship bands, and it says, "I am who you say I am." And I will tell you, I would much rather live under God's identity for my life than I would my identity or the devil's identity. I was telling my wife about this as I was driving. I was, you know, I'm not normal. I realize that. But I was there. I think there was a time where she might have been doing a little bit of passive navigation. In other words, she might have been resting with her eyes closed. And I was thinking about the story of David and Goliath. And Goliath had been a warrior from his youth, and they told David, "You can't go fight Goliath because he's been a warrior from his youth and you are just a youth." And it's like, I look at that and say, it's time to get started. And so as I was just meditating on that and thinking about it, I felt like the Spirit of the Lord dropped something into my spirit, and it said, when David and Goliath came to the battlefield that day, Goliath came never having encountered an enemy that was bigger than he was until he met God. David said, "God's going to give you into my hand today." And Goliath met his match that day on the battlefield. When David came, David did not come in his own size. He was diminutive in size. But he had never faced an enemy that wasn't bigger than he was. And it changes the way that you go into that situation. When all you are accustomed to is dealing with enemies that are more powerful than you are, the lion, the bear, I don't know about you, but I don't want to mess with either one of those things. When you deal with those enemies that are bigger than you are, and God continues to demonstrate his faithfulness, it causes you to not look at the size of the enemy in front of you, but the size of the God behind and beside you. And so Moses was used by God to lead the people. And I want to encourage you, honor your leaders. Thank God for them. Learn from them. Serve. Do whatever it takes. You know, find out, "Pastor, is there any way that I can serve you?" Do whatever is possible, because whatever goes on in the church, I can assure you, that there are a lot of negative drains on your pastor that you may not know about. Someone came up to me and he said, "You know, I wanted to tell you that message that you preached last Sunday," this goes back several years ago, and he said that was a powerful message. He said, "But I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want your head to get overinflated." And I said, oh brother, you don't have to worry about that. You see, I've got this gold-plated thumbtack here that if anything like that happens, I bring deflation in my own life, but believe me, there's enough people that are trying to deflate, and you may just be holding the balloon up. So Moses led them, and there was another passage that said that he led the army, or led Israel, through captains of tens and of 20s and 50s and hundreds. Thank God for those people, whoever they are in your life. It says that he led with his glorious arm. I pray that you and I will allow God to lead with a glorious touch, and that we won't look at human authority as the enemy, but we will look at it as a blessing from God. Let me go back here. Verse number 13, verse number 12 says, "He led them by the right hand of Moses." That was the process which God was leading at that time. He led, in verse number 13, he led them through the deep. So he led them through very dangerous places, very deep places that needed a miracle in order to get them through. You know, people generally don't like to take a lot of risk. Many people are completely and totally risk adverse. Now, I tell you where I'm risk adverse, and that's the stock market. Every time I've been in the stock market, I've lost money. I tell you where I've never lost an investment, and that's in the kingdom of God. I've never lost when it comes to a learning opportunity that God says, hey, I've got something to teach you, whether it was a success or a failure. God wants to teach us in that situation. Here, he led them through the deep with this purpose in mind, that they might not stumble. That they might not stumble. So let me ask you, as you and I are preparing to launch into this week, it's Monday morning, why wouldn't we want God to be the one leading us if him leading us is going to cause us to not stumble? If you read the story of Uzzah, the oxen stumbled at a place that they should not have stumbled. And he reached out his hand and he touched the ark. It wasn't that his intent was bad. His intent was good. Their process was wrong. They weren't carrying the ark of his presence the way that they were supposed to. They were carrying it the way the Philistines transported it. And man's ways are never going to result in godly results if we don't use God's methods that he has prescribed. We've got to do things God's way. I know that there's a lot of people that everybody's got an opinion on the way that church should be. So let me tell you mine. Church needs to be the way that God wants it to be. And so every service at Merit Assembly of God is not going to look like every other service. There are some, I spent some serious time over the past few weeks cleaning through old stuff on my desk. And I went and I looked at this one message and I said, man, that was a fantastic message. I can still tell you when it was. It was Easter of 2017. I can still remember the message that I preached. It's like, man, that was incredible. There wasn't anything orthodox about that service. I can remember other services where the Spirit of the Lord fell during worship. I can remember other times where the Spirit of the Lord fell during the preaching. I can remember altar times. There's just a lot of, we need to let God lead us in such a way that we're not going to stumble. Verse number 14, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people. God leads us not just for more activity, but he leads us to that place of supernatural rest. Did you know that yesterday was a gift from God to the body of Christ? It was a gift of God to America, and most of America did not avail themselves of the opportunity that was presented to them. And that was to set aside as a day to rest, to come together and worship God. A spiritual gift says man wasn't made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man. It was a gift from God to you and I. Read Hebrews and you will find that God is looking to bring us into that place where we function in his strength. He's looking for us to enter into a rest that other people have rejected. And here it says, the Spirit of the Lord compels or causes us to rest, so you lead your people. When you look in the Gospels, there's the story of Jesus coming to the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and Martha is busy doing, and Mary is sitting at his feet. And Jesus said, she has chosen the better part. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's work to do, but when it comes to rest, when it comes to this spiritual rest, We need to take advantage of that opportunity that is presented to us. And Jesus said, Mary's not going to have this taken away from her. I'm not going to tell her to leave what is better to choose what is lesser. God is always going to be inviting you and leading you and leading me to a place where we are experiencing his greatness even more than we've done so before. And this wasn't their weak flesh that was leading. Here in Isaiah, it talks about the Spirit of the Lord was compelling, was making them to rest. So you lead your people. And so we've talked about that Moses lead, or God leads through authority. He led through the right hand of Moses. He leads gloriously, not just in our strength, but in his strength. He leads us through places that we could not navigate on our own. He leads us through those places in a manner that is going to make stumbling an impossibility. And he leads us by his Spirit to a place that he causes us to rest. Now, there's a difference between being inert and being at rest. There were times when I first came to Merit Assembly of God that the most restful thing that I had was working on the church building. When we got there, there was a lot of work that needed to be done on that building. And it was so out of the norm of what I did on a regular day that many times just doing, you know, working on God's house was refreshing. Other times, not so much, but a good part of the time, it was like, man, this is the best part of my day today. And so there's a way that you can be active and resting at the same time. When Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, I don't believe she was just sitting there with her eyes closed. I believe she was actively engaged, hanging on every word that Jesus said, retaining everything that she could, and making the most of the opportunity of Jesus' presence that she had made. Did we make the most of the opportunity that we had yesterday when we were in the house of God? Did we make the most of our faith when we were praying for those prayer requests? Did we make the most of the opportunity to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? We've got an opportunity. Let's make the most of it. And he does all of that. In verse number 12, it says, to make for himself an everlasting name. In verse number 14, it says, to make yourself a glorious name. God wants to lead his people so that people will know about this wonderful, wonderful Savior that came and gave his life so that our lives could be glorious. So that the name of Christ could be glorious. I heard someone while I was on vacation. I went to church, and there was this person. He was talking about this song that Bill Gaither wrote, and he said one of the reasons that song was so successful is he found the key to that particular song, and it was the word something. And I believe it was something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. And he said, everybody can relate to something. Your something might be different than my something, but God wants to make something wonderful out of your life. God wants to lead you, and he wants to lead me in a way that people are going to step back and say, wow, God is good. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we got to where we were living our lives the same way that Peter and the apostles, those who had gathered in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, we lived our life in such a way that people were saying, what do I have to do to experience this type of relationship with God in my life that you have in your life. Listen, when he leads, everybody is going to understand that his name is an everlasting name and that his name is a glorious name. When we try to interfere, when we circumvent the process and we muddy the waters, all of a sudden people begin to look at our God with a different perspective and said, what in the world? Moses, do you realize that Moses said, God, you brought them out, but you've got to bring them in. If you don't bring them into the promised land, people are going to look at you and say, he was able to bring them out, but he wasn't able to bring them in. I believe that God wants to not only lead you out of bondage, not only lead you through places that are too deep for you to go in your natural ability, but he wants to lead you in a supernatural manner, both by his Spirit and by those in authority in your life, in such a way that people are going to say, wow, look at the miracle that God is doing in that person's life. His name is Jesus. There's no other name under heaven by which men can be saved but the name of Jesus. There is no other name higher. There is no other name worthy of your time as much as the name of Jesus. There is no one who loves you as much as Jesus. He's preparing a place for you that is beyond your comprehension. He's preparing a place for me beyond my comprehension. Listen, I'm excited about going to heaven, but I'll tell you, if it's going to take God all of eternity to take us from glory to glory and understanding that, then I'm just going to enjoy the ride and say, wow, that was amazing. And then the next revelation, wow, that's amazing. And the revelation after that, wow, that's amazing. He is preparing a place for you. And here's the other thing. The devil's not coming for you to take you to a glorious place that he can be with you forever, but Jesus is. Jesus is the name that is the most glorious name in all the earth. And our privilege is to let God lead us so the whole world has the opportunity to know this glorious name. You have a marvelous Monday. Let God lead you this day in a supernatural way. Honor those bosses that you have at work. And watch what God does as he leads you through authority. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
too deep.